There is someone that does do this.
Yeah, they're just paid in one lump sum, and we have to.
Got one yearly one, but it does
We
mean
got
that
one.
Claire has to monitor it and make sure that after a year it's reminded and things like that. Is that what you mean, Claire?
Yeah, it doesn't automatically
renew.
Do it, renew.
Yeah.
Could you do? Can you do a yearly donation? You only can donate any amount, can't you?
Yeah, I mean they might be able to change it. I might have a look
at
the button.
We'll have a look at it, Sergio, and then we'll let you know.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so Maggie has a whole bunch of exciting announcements.
Yeah, it's quite a short list. So, but it's
okay.
Exciting. First one was that I think you've probably realised by now, and sorry, Sergio, because I know you had to miss it, but Bliss Fest was amazing.
Yes.
I've put the photos on the team page on Facebook, and I believe they're on the website page as well, Claire, is that right?
Nope. They were on WhatsApp and they're on the Facebook
WhatsApp, group. That was it, the WhatsApp group that we formed for Bliss Fest, for those who attended. And so Daisy has been able to see them, and everyone else, I think, is in the Facebook team page, so everyone can see them. Sorry, Claire, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. And also the recordings of the satsangs that we had, which were pretty mind-blowing, the ones that we had.
Were they above average, Maggie, those satsangs?
They were really good, not just good. Well done, Helen. I'm joking in case anyone's thinking I'm being rude. they're on the team Facebook and the website, Claire?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were on within an hour of us doing
it. I thought they were. I'm just checking. I didn't, yeah. So you can listen to them. And the big announcement is that we've booked Anamkara for next year. It is booked for Bliss Fest next year. We're ever so slightly excited about it.
What's the date?
Sorry?
What are the dates?
I haven't got the dates in front of me. Hang on, I will look at my calendar. So I know it's
22nd to the 26th.
Thank you. Yes. August.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. It is going to be a first come, first served basis. Anamkara is an absolutely amazingly beautiful setting. It is quite a rustic way of accommodation and such like. But it's booked. It's only for team members, and it will not be a retreat. That is the official wording. It is not a retreat. There will be satsangs, probably daily satsangs.
And there may be meditations as well. But what we did here this Bliss Fest was we spent a lot of time eating cake and drinking tea and just having a lot of fun, you know, because
it's
more beneficial than to getting together as a team, you know. I did think about doing constructive team building exercises like climbing ropes and stuff like that, but you know, it doesn't seem as much fun as cake, you know.
Can we have Lego? Can we build things with Lego, please?
No. Just no.
No.
Marvel. So,
Bliss Fest is going to be a very informal gathering of all of us where we'll just all spend time together. Satsangs will happen as they did before. Probably every evening we'll get together in the big room there. We'll do what we can online as well if people can't make it. But it's not going to be a retreat. It is for 5 days, but it's not a retreat. There's no formal rigid structure, which really works much better for just relaxing, doesn't it, and letting go of stuff.
We still have the very amazing satsangs and when we were there together, but it was a very relaxed, fun time. Anyone who was on it will be, I'm sure you'll agree, it was just amazing. The accommodation will be shared accommodation. It is, they're quite limited for numbers. I haven't got my numbers in front of me either, as well as the...
It's 17 maximum, right, I think, including me, you and Ian and Claire, is it?
We're going in our motorhome, so we won't be taking a commodore.
Got a motorhome?
Yeah.
No, we've got a motorhome. Sorry, Bev's going to wonder what the hell we're talking about here. Just be messing about. First come, first serve. We've got a price, and we're going to ask for a deposit. The price is £400. That does include having a kitty to sort out share out petrol and things that we do when we're there. Because I think we'll all agree when we got together, it was all, well, how are we doing this? And you know, we car shared and things like that. We're going to be a bit more planned up there with how we pay for things. So there will, that includes a kitty towards that. It is £400. And we're going to ask for a deposit of £100.
That includes your accommodation. So that's all you have to pay except for your travel.
Yeah.
There's no teaching fee like there would be with a retreat, and
all food as well is included.
Yeah,
we're not going to be able to accommodate anyone who is only able to do part of it. Unfortunately, it will have to be the full 5 days. You can imagine logistically why we wouldn't be able to do that, and with there being so few places as well. But
if anybody is thinking of flying, it is only 20 minutes from Inverness Airport. So you can fly from anywhere in the world to Inverness Airport. And it's 20 minutes in a taxi, or one of us can come pick you up, which by one of us, I mean Will, because I don't know where I'm going.
Will, I don't know whether many of you know Will. He's asked questions online before. Him and Margaret basically run it. It is part of a community in Anamkara. There's other people there. They're all lovely. And Will is someone who comes to satsangs and attends events and things. And I've got to know Margaret really well with sorting out the retreat. And then we met with them. And when the retreat was over, we spent part of the next day with them. And it was just amazing. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. In the Scottish Highlands. It's very strange because you drive in Scotland for hours and there's nothing, and then all of a sudden you're in the city of Inverness. Is it a city, town, whatever, of Inverness? And then you're like 2 miles from the venue, and we were really confused. And you just drive up this little road and up a track and you're there. So it's very near the Inverness, but it's very, very secluded, and you don't lock your doors or anything like that. So
it's great. So if you can make it, we would love to have you. But the best accommodation goes first. So
is the page going live, Claire?
Yes, there'll be a button put on the team meetings page today that just says for the Blissfest, please click here. And there's a separate page. There's a button to pay deposit, or if anybody's feeling they want to pay it all, there's a button to pay it all. It's
thank you for all your hard work to get that ready so quickly.
Thank you, Claire. So that's the on my sheet, actually just says just spending time with Helen, and then in brackets satsangs. Not that there's any priority in either of them, but it was, like we said, Blissfest this year was just a great time for getting to know people. We found out that people actually have legs. They don't just have a head and a torso. Everyone walks around and you know, so it was lovely to meet people, and we really all got to know each other really well. And if anybody's tall, you're more than welcome.
Oh, it's just, I was just about to do the same thing. Just how long did it? I thought, no, don't be naughty.
I did it, you can. Go on.
And then you did it.
Was it Ron that asked me if I could touch my nose with my foot or something, or am I dreaming? Was that during Blissfest?
That did happen during Blissfest. I'm not sure why, but it did.
Anyway, moving on, sorry. Moving on.
This is what it was like for 10 days, wasn't it?
10 days.
Laughed so much. We got very, very wet one day from the rain, but apart from that, the weather was amazing for here in September, was it you were here?
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on. So that's to me, that's the most important announcement. So let's see how that goes. Right, back to the serious stuff. I think Sergio Saboteur will be emailing Sangha Host. I know in the past you've announced events. We're going to ask if you can specifically announce events at the relevant sanghas, just to let people know what's going on. And if you're just literally saying on this date there will be this event, please look at the website, because you're not expected to remember times, dates and information, and also things change. We do change things occasionally, I should say Helen changes things occasionally. So if you're not sure of any information, just send them to the website. You know, there's the Omni Eagle course next month. We've got the Satsang Intensive next weekend, very soon. So yeah, we're just asking if the Sangha host could announce events. Not, you don't have to go through a whole list of them, but if there's something coming up. And also when we announce, say we announce a retreat, and that's in a few months, that even if they get the events calendar sent, you know, from, they've chosen to have the email sent, that won't be on there until 2 months before the event. And by then a lot of people have booked. So it's just to let people know. And we do, you know, we announce them in Satsang, but not everyone sees everything. So just a simple announcement that this is coming up. Helen wants to talk about this. We're going to look at having statement process groups. When we drove back from Anamkara, Claire, Helen, Ian and I, we spent the whole time doing statements. Somebody would say, can we do statements on whatever topic? And everyone just added to it and added to it. And it was amazing. We just flew home. I mean, we were in a car, but it was amazing. And the outcomes were great. And we were all able to just say, let's statement about this. And we still actually do it. We have a little group and we still do that. We say,
I know you missed the GP today, but I did really push it on the GP. And I wanted to ask if there's anybody in this group that feels relatively comfortable with the statement process, that wouldn't mind, because we've got the Sanghas for the GP, and we have, I think Amy's facilitating a silent sitting every now and again. I'd really love if we could get two or three groups where people just get together on Zoom and whoever wants to join with their issue, and like we did today on the GP at the end, a group statement process. So if anyone in the team meeting here, not just live today, but in the team meeting, feels that they want to volunteer for that, what would be great. It's just someone who's got a little experience with it and can, you know, facilitate a space. Also, if you know of anyone in the GP that's not in this group that you think could be great, have a quiet word with them, you know, see if they'd be, you know, if they want to do it. Because when Helen Avery was here, we were talking about it. She did a really great session on Awakening Together for the statement process, and it was powerful. And we're not using it enough. It's extraordinarily powerful. And as you saw on the GP, I wanted to get people into WhatsApp groups and stuff like that. But it'd be nice to be able to meet up on if we had a Zoom session once a week or twice a week or something like that. Again, don't take on anything that is going to be too much of a burden. But sorry, somebody said something.
Gotcha.
Can I jump in?
You could
have knocked me over with a feather when you started talking about that, Helen, today, because that this whole week, well, when you guys talked about doing that on the road home from Anamkara, we did that during one of the meetups, and I wanted to write you and tell you who needs drugs when you've got the statement process and a group of Sangha buddies. I mean, I was like, oh my goodness, it was so amazing. And I literally thought, okay, during the team meeting today, I'm going to ask and see if it's possible to do just like a half hour statement process as a regular group. And then you opened your mouth and said, this is what we want.
It's something, you know, my attention went elsewhere with building, because the graduate program is a year old this month. Yay! So, which is amazing. But it's something I really wanted to get back in touch with, the statement process, in terms of its simplicity. But it needs, you know, people new to the graduate program, they need somebody that can just facilitate and really just reminding people, does this feel true? Does this feel slightly better? You know, so if any of you guys want to volunteer, have some time, even if you say I can only run one once a month or, you know, something like that, that would be something we could, you know, ideally a lot of people doing a little bit would be great. And it's so much fun, as I'm sure you have experienced, like Zoe was saying.
Would we do a little either a Zoom meet for anyone who wants to do it, or a little list of, not instructions, but things to help.
We'll get all that together and see who can do it, and then we'll go from there.
It's so powerful doing it with someone. Sorry, Vidya, go on.
Yeah. Often when Helen Avery does her, I think she does her DTE, she often will do a statement process because someone in the group might be having an issue.
Yeah.
So she's really good at that. So we often do statement processes in the Sanghas.
I'd like the GP members to get really more confident with it, you know, just for your own well-being. But with that comes a confidence to help other people with it too, definitely. Yeah. So again, no pressure. If anyone wants to volunteer, you can send an email in or whatever, or contact Maggie direct, whichever email. So next on the agenda.
Well, that's it. That's all we've got.
Okay. Lovely. Does anyone want to bring forward any ideas? Obviously, Zoe, we've burst your bubble, stolen your thunder. There.
Can I just ask a question? So, Helen, you said about people joining, doing statements in small groups, maybe on a WhatsApp group. So I went onto the GP, onto the graduate page, Facebook page, and was just going to put my number on there. But I think, I don't know if it's up to date, are all those people that are on there, are the GP members, or don't it matter?
It's entirely up to you. I it might be easier to do that over email. Just stick your email in there and say, you know, numbers if you want to connect, we'll get a WhatsApp group going or something.
Good idea. Yeah.
You know, it might be a little bit more private that way.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But whatever you're comfortable with. I think most people in the Facebook group are still in the graduate program, but there will be some that aren't, because we don't throw people out, you know, of the group.
Yeah.
Well, we don't delete people out of the group, but I do feel like if you've decided not to be in the graduate program, you probably wouldn't bother to look at notifications from the group. Yeah. That's a big assumption. I suppose there's different reasons for leaving the graduate program, so but we can't guarantee it, basically, Caroline.
If you're willing, Caroline, to get a WhatsApp group going, you can have as many members in that as you like.
Yeah.
And then there's always going to be somebody around us at whatever time zone you're in to statement with you if you're struggling. You know, that would be great. And
once I was just thinking, you know, I'm happy to do it, so I'll just. I put my number there, and if anybody wants to add it, you know, that's fine with me, and I can do that. I also had another question about GP, and I'm going to ask for some volunteers, but again, I don't know, I don't have an up-to-date list of people that are active in GP to ask for volunteers to do the indexing. Does it matter again, or should I just put a post on the GP page?
But say they have to be part of the GP.
They do, and I don't know who is and who isn't, Maggie.
But if you put that in the post, say, you know, you still have to be subscribed to the graduate program, and just check with us, Caroline.
Yeah, okay.
How many people do you have still now?
Just me, Natasha. So today I'm going to be doing it, and then me and Natasha share it. Laurie's back, her health's back, you know, she's been on the Sangha, but she's not volunteered. Oh, Marcy volunteered, I forgot. Sorry, Marcy.
I'm here. I'm here for the transcript, not transcriptions anymore, so I can go back to
the indexing,
okay?
Even so with the couple that you've got there, you ask for more because you can never have too many, really, you know.
There's only four lots in a month, really. There's just two sessions and two sessions. And I don't mind doing one of them, but if I could.
And do you have enough for the DTE course that runs next month?
Yeah, I've been looking. I think that's 14th of November, is it? It starts. So I'm going to have to.
Seventh of November. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put a post on Dissolving the Ego Facebook to ask for volunteers as well, because I know that now they've got to subscribe to do the DTE to be able to do it. And that means some of the older people that have been doing it won't be able to do it this time.
So just in that post, just put you must be in this course, you know, in this current course to help out. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't get enough people, let us know.
I will. I always get loads.
That's fine. But yeah, okay. Well, that's a good problem to have, isn't it?
No.
Thank you, Caroline. Anyone else want to suggest anything or is having a challenge or with what they're doing in the team, not a challenge in general. We'll get to that.
Yeah, a heck of a challenge getting that water pump to work today.
Did you? I can't really help you with that, sorry. Does anyone have any blindingly brilliant ideas of how to do things even better than we are?
Are you still in the conversation of doing a retreat here in the US next year?
We, after struggling with the travel restrictions, we're just looking at booking two in the UK. Having said that, I'm always open to fly somewhere nice and warm. If there's something that comes up, some opportunity. What I will say, though, is the calendar's pretty full for next year. So if we're going to book something, we really should sort it out sooner rather than later.
Which time period? Is it still May that's good for you with your daughter? Or
help, Maggie?
Get the calendar up. Keep talking. I'll get the calendar up.
I've got my iPads all the way over there and I can't bother getting up and getting it. I'm still on the weeks, yeah. I don't know why I'm doing that. Why don't I put it on months? Don't laugh at me.
It is a miracle we get anything done, really, isn't it?
The beginning of July, definitely.
It's like blind leading blind.
Beginning of July, the first 2 weeks in July. Yeah, we'll get back to you, Michael. We'll have a serious look and send you some. Do you have somewhere in mind? Do you have an idea?
Well, depending on the time of the year, I'll come up with some ideas. And then we can discuss it and see.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot in Florida beginning of July, but we can maybe look somewhere else. And maybe we need to know, like, where is a lot of the people that are coming to the graduate course and the dissolving ego. Mm-hmm. Are they mainly in the East Coast United States or the Canada?
Even spread, really, from what I'm seeing. It's a lot of East Coast and West Coast. Not so many in between proportionally, but that's only off the top of my head, you know. So, Maggie and I'll have a discussion. Well, we'll have a discussion about it and see, look properly at the calendar and see what dates.
We were saying we really do need to look at the calendar for next year anyway, don't we, and get things.
To be honest, I was sulking a bit because I really wanted to come out there this month. So we're kind of like, I was sulking, but yeah, it'd be nice to.
Why don't we do statements on, on this COVID bit, to eliminate all obstacles to coming to the US?
Well, it's already worked. We've already done them, but it, of course, they haven't. It doesn't change till November, which is just too late for the Colorado retreat. But it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll email you, Michael. We'll get some dates together and send you an email.
Great.
Lovely.
I look forward to creating that with you.
Yay.
All.
I think that there are more people on the East Coast in the U.S. than, the West. I'm pretty sure from the people that I've seen here, So, of course, I'm rooting for the East Coast. Because I'm here.
It's a little biased now, yeah.
You're on it.
I'm going to be really annoying and fly somewhere right in the middle to make you all travel to me here.
Perfect. I love that because I'm right in the middle.
Oh, where are you, Zoe?
I'm in Arkansas. It's kind of in the middle, close to Texas. Do you have any events planned in England in this next year or just within the next?
We are just about to announce a 5-day silent retreat just outside of Glastonbury in the second to the 8th of June. Yes, yeah. Got it right.
June, okay.
Say again, Maggie.
It's on the
calendar.
We just need to get Claire and I need to get together. It's quite complex how they run it, so it's going to take us a little while to get the nitty-gritty done, but as soon as it's announced, it'll be on the website and I'll announce
Now that we've got that sorted and the Anamkara Bliss Fest, we are looking into the graduate program retreat, which I'm really excited about at the end of next year. That'll be in the UK somewhere as well. So
I need to do some statements on venues replying to me about that because I've sent a few and no one replies to me.
Yeah. We'll get on that, yeah. Okay, anyone else want to suggest anything or?
Can I just ask another question about the statement zooming?
Yes.
Have you got any idea on like time? Is it half an hour or an hour or anything like that?
I think it just depends on how many people show up. And, you know, I think as they get going, it'll be anything up to an hour. But whatever you've got, whatever time you've got, you know, just a kind of an open session where people know there'll be somebody to statement with them, you know, that kind of thing.
And then it'll be advertised and people can just join.
Yeah, and I think as it gets going, it'll be hugely popular and people really see the benefit. Because they only see me doing it on the GP session and they think, well, Helen can do it, but I can't, you know. So that's why I want to get it out there more.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd be interested in that, maybe. I don't know when I could do it, but I'll have a think about it.
Lovely. Thank you. Okay. And even if it's a once a month commitment,
yeah, it might be
if 10 people commit just once a month, that's a lot of groups, you know.
It is a lot of groups, I think we've always said this before on Groups Per Day. I was saying it earlier that we've discussed this about just having a room open so that when you're struggling, you can just join. And it didn't look in the former statements, but it sounds a little bit like that. But it'd be good if it's organised. So maybe there's 10 a month and you know you can join if you've got a... It sounds great to me.
I would love that eventually, just an open room that stays open for that purpose, where the GP gets so big that there's always someone online or could be someone online or whatever, you know, to just get online and stay.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Really.
That'd be brilliant.
I think until you can guarantee that there is someone, I think it's an amazing idea. I think it'd be wonderful until we can guarantee someone's going to be online. Mm. For me... when my mum was ill a good few months ago and I was sat up all night with my sister and her and I was messaging with Viday. Do you remember Viday? Because it's the middle of the night for me, but it was just her normal day. And it was just amazing to have somebody there that I could just message with to, you know, help me through it, you know. So, yeah, it's a really good idea, that, Caroline.
Well, it was Viday that suggested it before this, because we talk sometimes, but I'm on my way to work at like 6:30 in the morning having a conversation. And it helps because Viday is still up. Mm-hmm. But it was Viday that suggested it. And I think it's a good idea if we can facilitate it. You might have to have a rota of people that would use the open Zoom room.
Yeah, lovely.
Would it only be for GP? Or would it be open to anybody?
I'd like to get it going with GP first, and then people that get more confidence with it, we could open it up then to general Sangha, you know, because we need people that are confident in, because when people start doing the statement process, they're going to have a lot of resistance and not going to be able to think of, I'm sure you've experienced it, where you just can't think of your next statement. There's just so much resistance to it. So if we have some people that are much more confident and can step in and maybe suggest a statement, then, you know, we'd be ready to open it up more then.
I think the great thing about statements is when I realise that your statement doesn't actually have to be about your issue, it can be just, I'm having resistance to looking at this type of thing. Those statements are so powerful. Mm-hmm. And I know Claire and I have done some together certain times, and it's just so helpful to have somebody else to do it with. because sometimes you can drift off, and when you have resistance looking at something, it's just so powerful having somebody else there just guiding you that little bit.
Yeah, and I think I've only really got to grips with it in the last couple of months, really.
Really, we're doing so many of them.
But yeah, even a couple of weeks before Adam Carr, I used to jump too far or go off subject.
That's why I think it needs someone who's a little experienced with it, has done it, you know. There's no expert in the course, but just somebody that can confidently lead a group.
I think you've taught me out of it, Ellen.
You'd be brilliant, Caroline.
Absolutely brilliant.
That's my statement. Caroline would be brilliant.
So let's try to keep on track, which is amazing that I'm saying that. Has anyone else got any issues or challenges with how they're helping out in the team? Any other roles that we think might be needed? Things that we could introduce or things that we could do better? Before we kind of wrap up this section, does anybody need anything? Not how to put a water tank in a motorhome.
We know now.
What about? I've noticed recently that the numbers are dropping in the worldwide Sanghas. I just wondered if anyone has any ideas about promoting that, or
is it still being? I know Salvatore's doing the general posts, but.
I think he said they did drop off since he wasn't doing them every day now, you know, like every meetup he was doing it, you know, the old way he did it. I think people just like wanted that, it's right there. But his.
If you think it's better to reintroduce that, I'm all for it, whatever works. I just didn't want him doing too many. You could spend all day doing Facebook posts, couldn't you? And stuff.
Yeah.
If he wants to do it again, by all means.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know when Zoe first started, he did it just to get, you know, people.
I think it is one of those things that people just need to, you know, maybe it'll work better that way. Oh, there's a sangha running in an hour, you know, that anyone can get on.
Anyone can post in the you know, with the DT one or worldwide one, it just post in the relevant group. I'm hosting a sangha in, you know, or if Saboteur prefers to do them. I know he doesn't do the worldwide ones, but
yeah.
Have a chat with Saboteur, and when you see him, and ask him if he wants to do that, or maybe each sangha host could post, because you can schedule a post in the group, can't you?
Yeah, I think I don't know if you want the commitment every time, because I think people will then expect it, that, you know, so he has to keep up with that. But if people randomly just write, hey, sangha in 2 hours or 1 hour.
If that is working to post it more often, we can do that, but not have it all on Saboteur to do it. Get a couple of people to do it. And we can schedule them for the week like we were doing before. So have a chat with him and see what he says, and get him to email or whatever, and we can.
Yeah.
Lovely. Ron?
Yeah, we've got about nine that come on.
Okay. Because I think that's a huge part of it, that people are missing out on that support. So we need to get it out there if it's not working the way that it is now. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I think the statement process is a good as well, because people can not just talk about their issues, they can actually, we can do something.
Yeah.
You know, to help shift that energy, so it's more of a direct.
Okay. Obviously, that's not for the worldwide Sangha people, though, is it? So,
well, the sooner we can get it going, the sooner we can expand it. Definitely, lovely.
Yeah,
Ron, did you want to?
Just a couple comments. First of all, Claire, you did a great job introducing everything today, and I thought that the number of things that you talked about for GP really kind of underscored what's being offered for the monthly value. I mean, I think that was really fantastic. That, and secondly, is it okay if during our just regular GP sanghas that we carve out 15, 20 minutes just to do the statement process during that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's what I'm gonna start doing and just see what kind of a response there is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know
how the time goes in the sanghas. So, you know, you would know better than me that those that are actually running them, whether you would have time for that. And, you know, so if that feels intuitively what's good to do, then go with it, you know, go for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask about the sangha times?
Yeah.
I'm having some issues because it's hard to do an 8 o'clock at night thing. And most of the sanghas are at 8 o'clock at night. I find it easier in the morning because I'm free in the morning and, you know, no obligations, but at night, you know, usually watching movie or something. So is there any way to have them also in the morning?
We are limited as to when people have the time to run them right at the moment currently. So we would like to have, ideally, I'd like some sangha running pretty much all the time, you know.
24/7, yeah.
Eventually, like we were saying, right? But yeah. Currently, we don't have that, obviously, right now. So
all of ours are at your 8 a.m.
Yes, I love that.
So yeah, that.
It's really helpful. They're so wonderful, and I feel the, you know, I really would like to do it more often. So
yeah.
Anyway,
Marcy, why don't you start one?
That's a good idea.
Good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah. See how you feel, Marcy. If it's something you want to do, great. If you want to do it, but not yet, you know, whatever. But
okay.
Thanks. That's how most of them got going, really, was people wanting something that wasn't already there. So.
Feeling the need.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else anyone wants to bring forward?
Can I just say I'm enjoying Amna's stories on Instagram. I see them every day when they come up on there. They're looking really nice, really visual, really, yeah, really. Really good.
Yeah, we met during the week and she showed me some of the stuff that she's been doing. Amna, you showed me that stuff. It's amazing. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you.
How can I send the deposit for BlissFest? I guess you need to be on Facebook to have the link.
No, it'll be... Sorry, Maggie, you go ahead.
So we haven't put the page live yet. Give us a chance. Going live later today. Claire's going to do it today from the website team. Oh, in the website. That's right, isn't it, Claire?
When I put the team meeting on today, at the top of the page, there'll be another thing, just one comment that says, for BlissFest next year, please click here. Take you to a separate page. It tells us a little bit about Anamkara, and it sort of tells you the local train stations, the airport, things like that. And there's two buttons at the moment, one for deposit and one for full price if anybody decided they wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. And then you know it'll be on today, hopefully later on, Dursey.
But this is not on Facebook, right?
No, it's on the website.
On the website. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
No, where the minutes are for the meetings and things like that.
Okay.
Hidden page
just for the team.
Okay. Wow. I never knew this page.
When you joined the team, you were sent all the information, but don't worry.
I'll send you the link again, Dursley.
All of these meetings are on there, and any other information and the list of who's on the team and when the next meeting is and that type of thing.
I mean, this is from Helen's website?
Yeah,
but you
go on menu?
No. So you can only get to it if you're on the team and you have the link to it, the hidden page.
Okay, wow. Hello, I never knew about this.
I could send it to you, Dursey.
Okay, please. All right, Marcy. You always save me.
I love your enthusiasm, though, Dursey, for coming to BlissFest. Where's the button?
You have to be a certain spiritual level to see the button, you know.
I think so.
No, I'm joking.
I'm not there yet.
Do some statements, you'll be there, right? By the time she publishes it, yeah.
You know, I like having a goal, you know. Something to achieve.
Great to know you're planning on coming along again, Dursey. We'd love to see you again.
Oh, I can't wait.
And you have to come, Dursey, so I don't feel so small. lots of tall people.
I was so happy to see that Helen was not as tall as I thought. Because I really like, you know, I think that I admire like strong women, you know, tall and physically fit, you know, like Maggie.
I love the physically fit. We'll just bypass that bit.
Okay.
So if everyone has brought forward their suggestions, we will go into the satsang portion. Do I normally stop the recording and start again for this bit? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me do that.
Normally do that. Yeah.
I think so. No idea.